This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the, what is today? Yeah, the second day of July 2020. It is the day before the day everyone gets off, if in fact you're lucky enough to work. Wayne Allen Root, he doesn't have to work today. He gets the entire night off. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be back next week. So Chris is pushing all the buttons, making it all go as we begin on what is going to be 3 hours of fun-filled, fantastic talk radio. Now, because it's me and you, I do have a couple guests later on in the third hour, but because it's me and you, we'll make it the most caller-friendly show in America, so you can call in at any time and hang out, and we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Again, radio stations from Long Island to Connecticut to Oklahoma City to Dallas and Reno, Minneapolis and Vegas and everywhere in between. We welcome you, and again, this is sort of the night, I guess. Well, back in the day, this would have been the night everyone went out, got a little crazy, right? Because the next day was your first day off. And then, you know, you fired off some fireworks and you went out maybe to your friends to the bar or to dinner. But things are so different now, right? Things are so crazy. COVID has taken over. COVID has changed the planet. COVID has changed the way you live your life. COVID has turned everything upside down, and when you combine that with what's going on as far as racial tensions in this country, it's a brave new world. It's completely different. I mean, think about where we were, let's say, Christmas or, you know, Thanksgiving. You were watching football, NBA was happening, we were a year away from an election, Trump was riding high, stock market was booming, everybody was, you know, putting fistfuls of 50s in their pockets. It was a wonderful time. And then the scourge of the planet, the Chinese unleashed this holy hell on the planet. And have yet really to take responsibility for it, by the way. And the idea that we may not be able to live on the same planet pretty soon with the Chinese. And I hate to say it like that, but even now when Hong Kong is starving for freedom, China continues to try to put the boot on the neck of them. So we came, again, so close to this perfect storm of great economy, really peace, ISIS destroyed for the most part, not a lot of terrorism, not really almost no terrorism going on around the world. And then, you know, China unleashes this this scourge on the planet. And as of right now, as I'm looking at the numbers, I like to, you know, refresh this page every once in a while and give you guys a sort of once over. Right now, by the time, you know what, by the time, I'll make this prediction, by the time I get off the air tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 million confirmed cases. We'll click over the 11 million mark. 522,000 people, a little more than that, almost 523,000 people have succumbed to the COVID here in the United States. The numbers continue to skyrocket. As a matter of fact, you know, we're over 131,000 deaths with 2.8 million. Now, listen, if you're, and I'll get into this a little bit later on because I do want to get into this as it breaks down politically, but if you're an ultra-right conservative, you feel as though, you know, either COVID is fake, not as bad as they're saying it is, doctors are making things up, don't wear a mask, all of that. If you're ultra-left, it's the end of humanity as we know it. Run around or bury yourself in your basement. Don't come out. Don't live a life. So they're so far apart that it's It's almost as if they're living in two, and they are living in two worlds. But I want to go back to how good it was, because it really was good for a while, right? And you can make an argument that when the calendar flipped from 2019 to 2020, I mean, Trump being the president was a foregone conclusion. It was a done deal. Done deal. The guy was a shoo-in. As long as no catastrophes happen. And not only did he get one catastrophe, I mean, technically you could say he certainly got two, maybe three. So, and he doesn't help himself. At least he hasn't helped himself in the last couple of weeks. And again, I will get into that a little bit more later on and get some, hopefully get some help and some conversation from some of you out there across the country, because I'd like to talk about some of this stuff with you. But you realize right now, the people in this nation, actually 60% of the people here in the United States still think this is the greatest country in the world. 60%. Now, most of those are Republicans. Democrat registered voters are much less confident of our global superiority. But still, 60% of the people believe this is the greatest country in the world. This is still so much the greatest country in the world. Anybody who has ever stepped foot out of the borders of the United States can tell you that in about 2 seconds. Now, there are other places that are great. Of course, there are places you go on a vacation, someplace nice. You know, you're going to some spa, you're going to some wonderful, fancy location, either in Europe or down in the Caribbean or what have you, and you think you're living in this dream world. But, you know, as soon as you step foot outside of wherever your vacation sort of has you confined to, you see that that particular probably place isn't as great as you think it is. But this place is. The United States is. And I've said this over and over again. It's so much the best. I've lived in Australia. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in a lot of different places. In Canada, this is just, I would never want to be anywhere else but here. I would never want to settle anywhere else but here. And I think sometimes we take that for granted. And we've got places and people in this country that take it for granted. And then, actually, on top of that, they'll spin on it in certain cases, as if somehow we're the most racist country in the world, and we go out of our way to keep people of color down, and we're not as free a society as we want to let everybody believe in. We're being controlled by this upper echelon of folks who are pulling everybody's strings like a puppet string. I don't believe any of that. I've always subscribed to the idea that you make out of your life what you make out of your life. If you work hard, if you put the time in, if you have any skill, if you find out what it is that you do well and you do it, you're going to make whatever you want to make. You want to be a millionaire? You can be a millionaire in the United States. Try being a millionaire in El Salvador. Try being a millionaire in some place in Africa. It's not going to happen. It's different. That's why this is the best. That's why we've always been the best. So I think this is the greatest country in the world. I don't know what the other 40% of the people believe and where they would go. Like, I just ask you. I mean, somewhere along the line tonight, call me. Tell me why it is. Or I'd like to know why you think this is the greatest country in the world or why you think it's not. And I'd also like to get opinions tonight as your confidence level moving forward into the 2020 election with Donald Trump. It's 4 months away. It's under, you know, it's literally 100 and some odd days away before you're either going to get into a voting booth or, you know, mark it down on a voting card or maybe mail it in, because it seems like everybody wants us to mail it in. But I would like to know your confidence level as far as Donald Trump goes, because I know everybody talks about this being the most important election of all time, right? You remember last election was the most important election of all time, and then in 2008 it was the most important and influential election of all time. I might have to actually finally say to myself, this might be the most, maybe, yeah, I guess the right adjective is important. I guess, because I think if Joe Biden becomes president, he is so narrow-minded, tunnel-visioned in the fact that he, well, let's put it this way, he is the perfect puppet for the left puppeteers who will pull his strings and make it as if he's not even there. He doesn't know he's there anyway. But if he puts, or they put, from their perspective, the right people around him, they're going to be able to do whatever they want. And if the election comes and it ends up being all blue across the country and we lose seats in the House and, you know, we lose ground in the Senate, man, are you ready for, forget about, let's put it this way, are you ready for a complete radical change in politics and the future of this nation? I mean, the funding of police will be the beginning. There'll be so much more. You will have to pay reparations. You will have to give back so much. You will have to pay 60 or 70% of your money to taxes. There will be free education. There will be, quote-unquote, free health care, quote-unquote, because you're going to be paying 70% of your income to taxes, to Uncle Sam. Don't think that's that far away, because it's not. It's really an election away. Because if Joe Biden is the president, and an ultra-left liberal is the vice president, and they surround themselves with the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of that crew down in Washington, you don't think that they're going to push hard to the left? They're going to know this is their opportunity. And they're going to try to seize on that opportunity. So, if you don't think that's a big deal, and you don't think that's something that we need to pay attention to, well, I think you're wrong on that one. So, all right, listen, we'll take some phone calls. I see some of you have been on hold. I promise you I'll come right back to you after we get back from the break. So if you guys want to weigh in, get in early, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. The email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. If you can't spell it, I don't blame you. leelciradio@gmail.com. Just call me Elsie the Cow. Sometimes. Only once. Never mind. That's from, what's that, Johnny Dangerously, that movie? I think so. all right. So Chris is fired up because this is his weekend, too. So this is going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward to it. We got 3 hours of nonstop radio talk action, and I hope you'll be a part of it. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Boomer Naturals, the sponsor of this last segment of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks, I do too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable. Easy to breathe. Easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20, WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root, and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com, code WARRADIO20.
All right, we're back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Yep, I am here because Wayne has tonight off a well-deserved rest. So if you want to call in, we're taking calls. Me and you will talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So let's go out to Connecticut where Mark wants to talk about absentee ballots. Mark, how are you, man?
Good. How are you, Lee? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
You're in Connecticut too, right?
Yeah, where are you at?
You live in Connecticut?
Yeah.
I'm in Windsor. I'm in Windsor.
Are you listening on DRC?
DRC, yep.
All right, good. Well, what's on your mind with absentee ballots? You want to talk about Connecticut and absentee ballots? Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, my question is, did you get mailed the application for absentee ballot?
I have not checked my mail today, but I did have a number of listeners. I do a morning show in Connecticut, too, who sent me pictures of the mail that they got for their absentee ballot. So I assume you got one, too.
I did, and it's Executive Order 7QQ. And I do listen to you, too, here every day at noon.
Thank you, brother.
And, so, no, my question is, I mean, it's just a concern because I don't ever recall receiving one of these. And, you know, with what's going on with the absentee ballots and the ballot harvesting, and I just think this is a recipe for, you know.
Well, this is brand new. This is brand new. This is from the governor because of COVID. As far as I know, they're putting out these ballots, so they're hiding under the guise of, well, we want to make it as easy for everybody to vote as possible. Let me tell you something, Mark, and I know you agree with me. If you can go out to dinner, you can go vote.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And, you know, and at the top of this list here, they included a box to check COVID-19, of course.
Of course.
Okay.
Anything and everything. Yeah.
So, and on the envelope that it's mailed, that you mail it out in, it's official election mail authorized by the United States Postal Service. Like, we can trust that too.
Does it have your name? I know. Does it have your name on it, like typed in, or do you have to write your name in?
At the top, it has the applicant's information.
Okay.
Okay, your party affiliation, date of birth, et cetera. Okay. And, you know, and then just, illness, in the armed forces,
right.
Religious, you know, all those. But now at the top of the list, they've added COVID-19.
Incredible. So, listen, he's a slippery one. Our governor's a slippery one, Mark.
Oh, I know it. I know it, Lee. I don't know what we're going to do with Connecticut, but I'm also going to mail this out. I'm also going to mail this out to Judicial Watch and see if it's of any concern to them.
All right, man. Listen, Mark, I got to run. The music's playing, Kim. But thank you very much. Thanks for listening out in Windsor, out by the airport, I think, over in Hartford. So he's listening on one of Wayne's great sister stations, WDRC, which is right smack dab in the middle of Hartford. So, once again, this is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root, but that's only for an hour normally. But today I get the whole 3 hours. Man, we can talk about all kinds of crazy stuff, different stuff. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It is the USA Radio Network.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is thrilled with the latest jobs report.
It's a spectacular number. What we've done here basically has created 8 million jobs in the last 2 months, May and June. The unemployment rate is falling.
4.8 million jobs were added last month. Meantime, the unemployment rate now is at 11.1%. Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Republican senators are looking into making Juneteenth a federal holiday. Some of them are hoping to replace Columbus Day on the official list. But according to Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, that's a non-starter.
That diminishes the message that we're trying to send, remembering our painful past, but also looks forward in, as a gesture of reconciliation.
Cornyn speaking there on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we're back. It's the USA Radio Network. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Please feel free to email me. I love getting emails from around the country. You know what happened to me today? By the way, so I have a Gmail account, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And if you want to email me, feel free. I get, like I said, the emails from Michigan and California and Vegas. It's really kind of cool. And a lot of folks have started to listen more. Morning show and then part of this show when I get a chance to fill in for Wayne, so it's really neat. But because I'm so much of a computer moron that my Gmail account was like, it kept telling me that it was 99% full and I had to give them money. They wanted money. There was a little extortion action going on, so they kept telling me that I wasn't getting emails because my, the drive space was gone. And then some awesome guy from, some tech guy from one of the high schools in the area says, you got to go do this, this, and this. And I didn't realize that everything that either I sent or somebody sent me is stored in this different site. I didn't even know it was there, in a different section of your Gmail account. So if you had sent an email 5 years ago with an attachment on it, it's still there, which is, I couldn't, so I had to go in there and delete all that, and now I'm right as rain. So I want to thank that guy again for helping me out. That was very nice of him. That's kind of the one of the bonuses of being on the radio. You get a chance to talk your way out of all kinds of situations when you don't know anything about things like computers, etc. Somebody out there that'll help you, which is always nice. Also, by the way, on a kind of a neat note, we had this little tiny bird made a nest. Did I talk about? I might have talked about this on this network. I'm not sure, but made a little nest in sort of on this pillar in my front door area, and a little tiny bird. So what ends up happening is I don't want to disturb the bird because I'm a super animal freak and I love all things animals. So I usually just leave my house out my front door, but now for the last 2 weeks I've got to go out through the back door and in and around the gates. So it's become sort of a pain in the rear end, but the bird finally gave, the eggs finally hatched today, so there's a bunch of screaming birds in this little tiny nest, so hopefully Mama Bird takes care of them, and they get up and fly away, and I can start using my front door again, so that's the hope. All right, I know Wayne reads his column on the air time to time, and I wanted to share one with you that you're probably not going to like, but I kind of want you to listen to it, because I don't think it's that far from, let's say, the common sense thing that we're trying to aspire to, I think. So I wrote one that's about masks. Let me just start by saying this. I hate wearing masks. It is a gigantic pain in the rear end, and I can count double digits the amount of times that I've gotten up to the store and realized I didn't have one on. I had to turn around. Actually, I was in the gym today, and the guy says, you can't be in here without a mask. And I had to go back out to the car, put the mask on. It was a 50-cent mask that broke. So I was screwed. So I'm not a fan. So don't take this the wrong way. But let me just read you a little bit of what I wrote. So there's a heated battle raging across this nation, pitting the ferocity of the free faces versus the cynicism of the masquerade elites. The Orange Man's unofficial edict has echoed from the top of the Blue Ridge Mountains past the King at Graceland under the cracks of the St. Louis Arch, dodging gunshot bullet-ridden Chicago, over Evel Knievel's rocket ramp at the Grand Canyon, and finally settling above the homeless camps beneath the infamous Hollywood sign in sunny Southern California. The unsanctioned proclamation from the Oval Office insinuates that if you wear protective masks, consider yourself a left-leaning, tree-hugging, low-testosterone liberal weenie. However, if you choose to throw caution to the wind and elect to forego the facial barrier, you'll be recognized as a lover of the Constitution and a champion of free speech, a freedom warrior, with fellow warriors, one and all, whooping it up at the beaches and bars across the South, or singing hymns in the houses that Jesus built. Now, on the flip side of that, the progressive point of view is radically different. If you go around maskless, you're clearly a bigoted, right-wing, low-IQ zealot, hell-bent on destroying civilization one wet cough at a time. However, if you decide to cover that face with the cloth, you're an angelic, emboldened deliverer of righteous humanity. Now, a caveat from the lefty playbook absolves all masks-related faux pas tied to rioting, looting, or protesting. These celestial liberal patriots are exempt from scrutiny even if they choose to smash storefront windows or burn police cruisers while failing to protect their colleagues from COVID-19. Tens of thousands of dissidents can chant obscenities in the streets unmasked but forgiven as long as they're doing it in the name of racial injustice. So these are the ultimate extremes in 2020. This is what 2020 America looks like. Despite the political posturing and media manipulation, the question still remains, should you wear a protective mask? Rogue internet reports are the dangers of wearing protective face gear. They're teamed up with the conspiracy theories about infringements on personal First Amendment rights, creating an underlying current of mistrust and hostility. The majority of credible scientific information, however, suggests that masks do, in fact, serve as some form of protection. Now, you can decide for yourself what level of protection, but they do form some form of protection. So universal masking is already standard practice in Hong Kong, Singapore, other parts of Asia, and, of course, it's recently been adopted throughout the U.S. Americans have rarely been asked to wear face protection in public. The Spanish flu in 1918 is the rare exception, and a pushback at times has often and almost always proved unsettling. Video footage ranging from violent encounters between irate patrons, some masked, some not, to full-bore shaming by store staff members populate the internet. So let me take a time out for this. So where we are is you've got this just sort of lines in the sand being drawn that you're a lunatic, right-wing crazy nut if you don't want to wear a mask, and you're a tree hugger if you do. And we can't always be like that, but we are. All right, let me just keep reading this real quick. We're almost done. However, masking alone is not a panacea. If it's not accompanied by meticulous hand hygiene and eye protection, the chance of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in an outside public place is minimal, and the desire for widespread masking may be a reflective overreaction to the anxiety over the pandemic. This isn't about the First Amendment, guys. I'm sorry. It's not about Big Brother callously stepping on your individual freedoms. It's not an assault on your liberties right yet. It's not an assault yet. It's a preventative blanket of common sense. It's a simple layer of added precaution, protection that may prevent a human catastrophe. Now, I'm not going to wear a mask forever. Somewhere along the line, I will choose to drop it in the garbage like a lot of other people already have. But right now, I don't have a problem wearing it when I'm going into a store. I will wear it when I go into a store, but I won't wear it forever. But if you're just worried about your freedoms and them taking control, I don't think that is what's going on right now. So my conclusion is I wear it when I'm inside. I wear it when I'm around others. You probably should wear it when you're inside. You probably should wear it when you're around others. It won't kill you. And chances are you won't kill somebody else because of it. Now, if we have the same conversation in November, December, and nothing has changed, and it's the same sort of skyrocketing numbers, and there are still the pushback, okay, we can have a conversation again. Because I don't like wearing it. I'll be the first one to tell you. But I don't see the small inconvenience to me as me rolling the dice and a chance to actually hurt somebody else, because that's really what it is. And maybe even if you're somebody who's compromised and might get really sick, you know, there's a chance that, you know, you should be wearing it for your own safety as well. A couple of side notes to that. It seems like most of us understand that, you know, wearing a mask in some cases is helpful. But how about this? This doesn't make any sense. Lincoln County, Oregon. Now, Lincoln County's website exempts people of color from having to wear masks. Everyone else has to, but people of color do not. They're saying heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment have deemed the leaders in this Oregon, little Oregon town, Lincoln County, to say, you know what, if you're black or, I guess, Hispanic, person of color, You don't have to wear a mask. Everybody else does, but you don't. Now, talk about not everybody being free. I've had this conversation a lot lately. Who's the most free? Who's really free? If I can only do and say certain things, well, how free am I? Am I really free if I can only say X, Y, and Z? If I can't say all lives matter without maybe losing my job or feeling the wrath from Black Lives Matter, am I really free? Who really has the freedom right now in this country? I think it's an excellent question. Who really is the most free? And what's the most, you know, what's the most dangerous word or dangerous phrases that we can use nowadays? Well, clearly, it's anything that have to do with, it has to do with race. So, by the way, only one in six protesters now are actually black. 46% are white. There's a Black Lives Matter protest literally with about, I don't know, a quarter mile from where I'm sitting right now. And when I drove by, there was maybe a handful of people there. So, I mean, I don't know. It started at 5 o'clock Eastern, but there was really nobody left. So, I don't know. Maybe these things will have their staying power. Maybe not. We'll see. I know there's a lot of movement. Certainly a lot of movement in the sports world. A lot of movement in the world of Hollywood. And I want to talk about something in a couple of seconds having to do with football, ladies and gentlemen. Football and the Washington Redskins. We'll talk about that when we come back. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has tonight off, well deserved. He'll be back next week, but keep listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the lovely sounds of football, if we have it. All right, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
That does make me feel like watching football, I swear.
Okay. So, I don't know if you all saw this. And this isn't one of these huge, earth-shaking, earth-shattering stories, but it certainly is in step with the times. So, the Redskins now cannot move to a new stadium unless they change the name of their team. So, from the beginning of the NFL, the Redskins have been a staple. And, you know, in the past decade, you've heard rumblings, people being upset about Redskins being the mascot of the team. And being on the radio as much as I've been on, and this being a topic here, I've actually talked to a number of quote-unquote indigenous people, because you can't say Indians anymore, indigenous folks. And even this group out in Idaho who were part of the Sioux Nation, which it was fascinating to talk to them. But most people who are Native American, Indians, indigenous, they have no problem with Redskins or Braves or even Indians, as long as the logo is not cartoonish or makes them look goofy. I understand that completely. I totally get it. You know, I think in this case, these kinds of cases, that if you get enough people to push, like even anything else, and you know, you have a reasonable discussion about it, you go through the right channels, and you want to change the name, and the ownership wants to change the name, change the name. But there's really no definitive proof that the majority of folks who consider themselves indigenous folks are anti-Redskins. Okay, so let's just put that out there. Part two of that is, okay, if they want to change the name, just fine. Because, you know, they're all going to make a bucket of money anyway. Eventually, they'll probably change the name. They'll cave to the pressure. But in doing so, they'll make themselves hundreds of millions of dollars in new merchandise. Everybody loves to buy new stuff, new swag, a new logo. But what I hate about this is supposed to be the United States of America. We're supposed to be free, right? If you have a business, you're supposed to be able, within certain reason, or, you know, reasonable reasons or reasonable ideas, you're supposed to be able to do pretty much whatever you want. You know, the word Redskins, to most folks, is not offensive. It really isn't. I mean, if they want to change it, I'm not really affected. They don't want to change it, I'm not really affected. I know I'm not Indian, so I get it. But I don't like it when somebody is extorted into doing something or forced into doing something. And that bothers me a little bit. So the idea that the Redskins, who are looking to move to a new stadium, but they can't because they won't let them move to Washington, it seems unfair to me. So I was thinking about some better names in the Redskins. If it's going to be in Washington, you could call them, you know, the Washington or the Washington D.C. Swamp or the D.C. Frauds or the D.C. Sneaky or the D.C. Snakes. That'd be good. Actually, the D.C. Snakes would be pretty good. But anything that has to do with being sneaky, devious, lying, cheaters would fit pretty good. So if you want to get rid of the Redskins, my recommendation is to go down the road of crooked, underhanded, again, wily, slimy, something like that. Like the D.C. Slimy Snakes would be perfect. I think that would work great. By the way, one other football thing. This is probably not going to sit well with everybody. But the NFL will play the Black National Anthem prior to Week 1 games, according to the latest report. Now, I didn't even know there was a Black National Anthem, so shame on me if there's been one around for a long time. I should know that, but I'll admit freely here on the radio that I did not. But the NFL will reportedly play Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is also known as the Black National Anthem. Again, I didn't know that, so thank you for letting me go with that and let me sort of off the hook. I hope I don't take too much criticism for not knowing that. But how do you feel about that? Now, is it better than taking a knee during the national anthem? I guess. But are we going to change everything that this country, the bedrock of which this country was built on? Can you play that song before the national anthem? If you play it before the national anthem, I've got no problem with it. But if you play it instead of the national anthem, I don't think I like that. And I would think that most of America won't like that. And I think NFL and the NBA, they're really treading on some thin ice right now with some of this stuff. The NBA, with allowing players to put whatever they want on the backs of jerseys, is dangerous. The NFL, with letting players take a knee and actually encouraging players to take a knee, or playing a different song before the national anthem. Many players have been vocal about their stance on the topic. Adrian Peterson says he will take a knee. The decision to play the song comes forward following the death, of course, of George Floyd. So Lift Every Voice now will be played, again, known as the Black, before every Week 1 NFL game. It doesn't say whether or not it will be played in lieu of the national anthem, but we'll see. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. Once again, top of the hour. Got a couple of great guests coming up in the third hour of the program. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network. We're on Unfiltered. We'll be back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yeah.